Hundreds of NATO troops died alongside Americans in Afghanistan. Mr. Trump had made similar statements during the campaign, but this latest barb came just days after his nominee for defense secretary offered a starkly different opinion.
NATO, from my perspective, having served once as a NATO Supreme Allied Commander, is the most successful military alliance probably in modern world history, maybe ever.
The Kremlin agreed with the Trump assessment and said NATO's main goal is confrontation. But it said little about the president-elect's suggestion that he might drop U.S. sanctions on Russia in exchange for nuclear arms reductions. Mr. Trump also said he's indifferent about the European Union's future in the wake of Britain's vote to leave it. Personally, I don't think it matters much for the United States. Look, the EU was formed partially to beat the United States on trade, so I don't really care whether it's separate or together. The president-elect had special criticism for German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He said she had made a catastrophic mistake in taking in thousands of migrants and refugees. And he said he'll start off trusting Merkel and Russian President Vladimir Putin equally, but said that may not last. The chancellor answered today in Berlin.
I think for us Europeans, we have our fate in our own hands. The president-elect made his points again. Once he is in office, which he is not at this moment, we will of course work together with the American government. Then we will see what sort of cooperation we can achieve.
Outgoing Secretary of State John Kerry went further in a CNN interview.
Well, I thought, frankly, it was inappropriate for a president-elect of the United States to be stepping into the politics of other countries in a quite direct manner.